Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of Flesh Wound Farce, where we review and discuss your and our favorite comedy films. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And with me as always on this program, first in the Northern California Bay Area, world's famous juggler, Greg Larson. How you doing, Greg?
I'm good, Ozzy. And I had a leftover feeling from our last show.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed the Raiders and the 49ers playing each other.
Oh my, it hasn't even been a minute.
Right? No. Hear me out. I think a friendly wager should happen.
Oh my God.
Does it really need to be money?
No, it doesn't.
No, that's what I'm most concerned about with Greg is that it would never be about money with Greg. It'd be about something stupid. And of course, he would do this to me on the spot as we're recording before I even introduce Todd. So thank you, Greg, for being a jerk.
How are you doing, chilling? Todd?
I'm doing good.
Good. Now, so
what were you thinking?
I'm thinking. If the Raiders win, I will never suggest watching the sequel to Lost Skeleton of Cadavera ever again. If the 49ers win, we watch the sequel to Lost Skeleton of Cadavera.
I was going to say you had to buy and wear only dance shirts, but I like his.
Okay, you know what? This is the biggest load of garbage, because if the Niners lose, okay, so we don't do it and I never mention it again, whatever. But if the Raiders lose, I got to subject myself to 90 minutes of complete and utter stupidity that's not even appreciable by one of the stupidest people on the planet. What are you talking about?
I don't even mention it, though. I don't even mention the Lost Skeleton ever again on air. So I won't even bring it up, roll my eyes and say stupid.
Whatever you're talking about. You mention it. If that's all, I'm not going to say yes to watching that under any circumstance.
Well, he knows the Raiders isn't going to beat
Shut up, Todd, and your stupid Bronco hat. I know you're not wearing it, but I know it's there. What?
What would the counter be?
The counter would be you would have to wear a piece of Raiders merchandise during a show. An entire show.
Done.
Okay. It's got to be a month worth of shows. Because you're not saying anything about the Raiders. No, wait a second. You can't alter the shirt or whatever. You can't like buy a Raiders shirt and then like write in like duct tape like sucks or whatever underneath. That doesn't count.
I will not alter the apparel I would have to wear of the Raiders at all.
I will mail you a jersey. See, and you'll have to wear that jersey for a month.
See, that's because he's not scared of losing. That's why he doesn't care.
That's part of it.
Shut. Oh,
as I said, we could win with our backup quarterback. So, yeah.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, behind the scenes, you had to tell Todd. By the way, Todd, just so you know, the backup quarterback actually took us to the Super Bowl one year. So it's like, not that like he's really a bad backup quarterback, but it's really funny that I just said it.
Hey, he's not starting, so he's a backup.
Shut up. You don't even know anything about football, Todd. Okay, all right.
I know enough to know the odds are that the 49ers will beat the Raiders.
I'm going to punch you in the face so fucking hard.
And the team I know the most about actually is the 49ers, so.
Okay, you know what? Fine.
It's official. Yes. I'm
going to figure out what this date is when the Raiders play the 49ers, because I know the AFC West plays the NFC West this year. And all eyes will be watching.
I don't care if the 49ers lose every other game this season.
Oh my God. If I got to watch that movie, I am going to be the most.
You know, we can always meet here live and watch that last quarter together.
Oh my.
And you know,
we're going to have to be waiting a while, though.
I will be making comments of, you know, you're watching this because the Raiders lost to the 49ers. Oh, it's going to be so good. It's going to be so good.
Well, we're going to have to wait till next year. It's going to be week 17, January 1st.
All right.
New Year's Day.
What a way to start the year.
So, ladies and gentlemen, even if you're not a football fan, you're going to be wanted to, you're going to have something to root for on January 1st. You're going to root for the Raiders because no one's going to want to talk even about this stupid Kadavra sequel. God.
I can already tell you, everyone's pro Niners in our chat right now.
Oh, yes. What do you mean in your chat right now? We're not recording live.
No. When I said in the chat right now, I know we're not, but I know enough to know that they're going to want whatever team Ozzy's picking to lose. I'm just
saying that the movie on Amazon with 277 reviews has a 4.5 out of 5 rating. So,
oh God.
Look, and no matter if the people want to see this film,
I did not pick something equal.
if the people don't even want to see this, whatever, they will want to see Ozzy lose his shit over this. Who knows? Maybe he'll turn a new leaf. Maybe this will be the sequel that he's like, you know, they really improved upon it.
This is the T2.
That's right. Lost Skeletons.
Oh my God.
Right.
And there's a good shot. They may have Edward Furlong in it at this point.
Oh God. Okay. Well, January 1st. And I need to revisit it's fine. Like I got gypped.
Whoa. All right.
It doesn't matter though, Ozzy. He's not gonna have to.
He doesn't care what he wears. He's like, no, wear whatever.
Because he doesn't care because he knows he's not gonna have to wear it.
God, you know, shut up, Todd.
You're stressed about it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, fine. It's already been 7 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, this week we're reviewing and discussing Blues Brothers, which was released on June 20th, 1980, rated R with a runtime of 2 hours and 13 minutes. Todd, do you have a trailer available? And is it the right one? 50-50. You didn't say yes. You just went into it. I'm assuming it is. We'll see.
From Universal, so.
Well, that's a good sign.
Well, what are you guys going to do? The same act? They wear the same for cocktail suits? You'll scare people away. Thank you.
You are such a disappointing pair.
I'm going to become a priest.
You contemptible pig.
You gotta learn not to talk to nuns that way.
White men, white women, a swastika is calling you.
Ho, 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 ho.
No problem.
Back to that same old place. Sweet home, Chicago.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. Got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it. Not gonna catch us. We're on a mission from God.
You just tell us where they are, and there'll be no trouble.
Random dance number.
The apprehension of the Blues Brothers.
We'll get into that.
And approved.
Are you the police?
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
All right, that was Blues Brothers. Again, released on June 20th, 1980. Rated R with a runtime of 2 hours, 13 minutes. Written by Dan Aykroyd and John Landis. Directed by Todd's favorite director, John Landis. Starring John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd. And you also saw several cameos within the trailer.
I am a fan of John Landis. You know that. I know you kind of made it sound like you were joking, but
you always groan whenever we mention his name.
No. I groan when we mention a certain movie.
Okay. Well,
I actually, we've done quite a few Landis movies and I put them pretty much all over.
Right. But you're still not super enthusiastic about the guy.
No, I am not super enthusiastic about this movie.
Okay. And I mean, like, with your initial thoughts, can you explain why?
Okay. Definitely the music is not my genre. So that's like a thing against it. I just, even since I've watched it as a kid, it just, I've never connected with the material. Like the parts I like, I don't, yeah, we'll get to. I don't know. It's just, land is crashing and burning again on this one.
Aha! I knew it.
No, no, no. That's a joke from Twilight Zone, the movie. Oh, remember, okay. Google all it. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Greg?
They get it. They get it.
Thoughts?
They get it. No, I mean.
There you go.
This, I was more entertained by the Blues Brothers at Universal Studios. But those are some wonderful, basically street performers having a lot of fun. There were some moments in this film, but it was pretty long. And I think that was not good for it. So
there is actually a longer cut of this too.
Jiminy Christmas.
It's 2 hours and 37 minutes, I think.
Yeah, it adds all the deleted scenes back in. Not the director's preferred cut. So,
which might actually be a good thing.
Yeah. Wow. It kind of has a, I mean, this is going to maybe make some people upset, but that's okay. It has the same feeling for me as Lord of the Rings, where I was just like, there's just too much. Like I'm bored, you know, like, and there wasn't enough of like actual things that like kept everything together for me with it. It had moments like it's a tale of two movies for me. Like the first, like 3/4 or even 4/5 of the movie was just like, okay, I'm understanding how this is getting together. But that last part was like the last little bit of the movie was pretty action packed and interesting. But yeah, it was yeah. I'd prefer to see the street performers at Universal Studios.
The car chase segment's amazing. I'll give it that. Yeah, but that's like not plot driven. Yeah,
right. Well, I definitely agree. It was jagged. I had written down such a drab opening for a musical comedy. But I had always been amused by the SNL sketch when I first saw it.
Right. And
I saw the sketch well before I saw the movie from start to finish.
So you're saying this is It's Pat?
No. I think.
Coneheads.
Coneheads wasn't that bad.
You know what? I know a few people who love this movie. I think for me, I think if we got rid of the music and made it the musical numbers and made it more straightforward, I think I'd probably have a lot more fun with it than I do.
There's one of the musical numbers you could have easily axed and it would have made no difference whatsoever. Like there was one of them where like I can't remember what his name was.
The Cab Cutaway one?
No, it wasn't the Cab Cutaway. I mean, that was necessary because he was stalling for them to show up, but it was the one where they had gone into a neighborhood and it was the one who was playing outdoors. He was just by himself and it's like a good 2 minutes on him. It's like you saw them walk into the street area and then they just walk back out. But what's funny thing is I actually made a note here. It says, I hate John Landis. And I think I made a realization because so initially, like I enjoyed the sketch and I had seen this movie from start to finish about 15 years ago for the first time. Cause I remember seeing it with my then girlfriend and she didn't tell me that it was part musical because she didn't want me to have any bad thoughts about it or whatever. Right. So I had enjoyed it, but then watching it this time around, I kind of made the realization that, so what other John Landis movies have we discussed and reviewed here? Trading Places, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Animal House, right?
Yes.
So let's just real quick on those two. Cause Todd,
Three Amigos.
Three Amigos was one?
I think that's all I see. Yeah.
Okay. So look at each of these movies. First, you had Three Amigos, Martin Short, Chevy Chase, Steve Martin, right? Trading Places, Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy. Animal House, yeah, John Belushi. And that script was basically, as mentioned in the commentary, these are all things that happen to people and they just put him in the movie. So I'm having a hard time trying to find where John Landis really does a great job, you know, presenting things, or how much is it the director? How much is it Eddie Murphy's performance in Trading Places? How much is it John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd here in their performance, their literal musical performance? How much is it John Belushi in Animal House? You know, and because I'm looking at all in the between things, and Greg, to your point, it doesn't really flow too well. It felt very like start and stop, like opposite to Todd. Todd's like not really music that hits for me. It's music that hits for me. It's like I'm going to listen to it all the time. But when the numbers start, I was like, hey, this is fun. You know, I did think the Freedom bit with Aretha Franklin was not well done, because
I don't like that bit. Makes me every time. Well,
no, I think what was so bad about it is she wasn't singing during it. It was ADR'd. That was not her, because there was a particular moment where her lips were not moving as the song was going. And
well, it's always going to be ADR, because that's the way you film.
You didn't feel that way with the other numbers.
It didn't feel like it was recorded specifically. That felt like the original recording they stuck in.
There you go. Exactly.
So rule of thumb is the I brought up the car stunts. John Landis good with cars, bad with helicopters. So just remember
that. Oh, okay.
He also did Spies Like Us, which I think, well, if we
Chevy ever, Chase, if we cover, Dan Aykroyd.
But his, well, out of his early movies, his best one, and it is probably the only one that is more subdued, American Werewolf in London, horror comedy. Doesn't have like big names, like, you know, Griffin Dune is not like the guy you think of for outlandish comedy and stuff. But yeah. Is it the director? Well, I'm not going to say it's Eddie Murphy, because I've seen Beverly Hills Cop 3. So
supposedly they're filming the new one. They are. Yeah.
He said he was making sure the script was right, unlike he did on 3.
Maybe this will be his Top Gun. Okay. So before I get into favorite moments, I just want to point out some things where I was just like, wait a second. That's a little much. So first off, the Illinois Nazis, right? It's in the trailer. They try to run them over on the bridge, right? And they all fall down, right? They're in the water. And they, after a few minutes, they get up. And one guy turns to another guy and says, get their license plate. How? They're gone. Like, what do you think? How slow would they be driving for them to actually get a glimpse at their license plate? How difficult would it have been just for one guy to just barely miss the car, and then he sees the license plate? And then plus, it didn't really matter, because they heard about them because they were promoting themselves towards the end of the movie. That was one thing that pissed me off. Just whatever.
So, Ozzy, do you now understand why I reacted the way I did when we had to do this movie?
You never know. Maybe there was a roundabout.
it felt a little like Tony Khan booking. There's another part right here where the record president, there's a scene with a record president, and he said offers whatever. He just says he's a record president. And later on, he mentions, I used to be a bouncer here in the 70s. He says, I used to be a bouncer here in the 70s. This is a record president, like a recording label president, saying that he used to be a bouncer at this hotel in the 70s. You remember when I said this movie was released?
1980.
June 20th, 1980. This record president in night, and this film was being filmed in, probably was being filmed in 79. So in 79, he was saying, I used to be a bouncer here in the 70s, but now all of a sudden I'm a record label president. Within 9 years, you'll never believe my journey. So that was the only.
Let's see that movie.
Yeah, right. So it was those. How's that for a spinoff for a streaming service?
Hey, there's
label president.
What's his name? Colonel whatever.
Tom Parker.
Colonel Tom Parker. He was just a carny guy, you know, and then got Elvis. So you never know.
True. So that was just the two lines. So now I'll get that negative out of the way. Just some positives here. I had a great time with some of these musical numbers, like just. Not real necessarily like laughing along, like was filled with jokes that made me laughing a lot. Just, but I had a fun time for the most part.
Yeah.
A couple lines though. I loved hearing the line. It wasn't a lie. It was just bullshit. That was great. But the point that made me laugh the most is when they pulled up to a bar and they'd asked, so what kind of music do you play here? And they say, we play both kinds, country and Western. And I was laughing for a good, like 2 minutes straight. That was, that got me pretty good. Greg.
Yeah. It's funny that you mentioned the music, 'cause that's what I was going to say for what my favorite part was. Sorry, Todd. But like the moments of the music, I was like, oh, this is fun. And I think because of being in the world of theme park entertainment, I can see like a live show and I could see how it like energizes people. And I could see what that brings. And so, those were always fun. I think a moment that gave me a nice little chuckle is early in the movie. And they're like, well, you said the first thing you do is you'd go and see the penguin. And then finding out who the penguin was and why the penguin was the penguin. Like, I was like, oh, that's clever. That's fun. You know, but yeah, that was about one of the biggest laughs I got, unfortunately.
Ozzy brought up the country bar. Like, those songs inside there, I love. Like, that whole segment is great.
Seeing Jake like this during Rawhide was hilarious. Just with his arms crossed the entire time was great.
And then I can't think of the character actor's name. I'm trying to get the money for the beer. segment. That's my favorite show. But it is like kind of like very segmented, kind of like sketch comedy. Like, you have a set piece here and kind of jumps around with one long through line. But
it,
like, that piece,
it doesn't flow like
it. Yeah, should. And I that's, right. Yeah. But that, which I think one of Landis's most effective films is Amazon Women on the Moon, but that's all segments. That's like a sketch comedy movie.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Sounds like a Dan suggestion.
No, that's a great. Yeah. The name is a little bit. Yeah. But no, it's what Ozzy thinks Lost Cadaver should have been, is my opinion. So you'd like it, Ozzy.
Alrighty, so let's get into some ratings. The first 40 minutes really hurt to get through. But once it actually did start get going, and there were some things I did have some fun with, it wasn't still enough to counter the jaggedness of it. So I'm going to have to give it a 3.
Wow. I honestly, I feel like that's a rating because of the history of this movie. Like, I think there's a lot of people who love this movie or just love the characters.
I'm sure, you know, our comments will be full of people who do love this movie.
Very probable. Like, I would definitely give, again, I'm sorry to bring it up, but the Universal performers, I'd give them a solid 4. They're entertaining. The SNL sketches, maybe 4.5, you know, but this movie, just like you said, it's very jagged. I felt like it was one ending after another, and I was just like, where are we going with this movie?
Mentioning Lord of the Rings.
Exactly. You know, I have to sadly give it a 2.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I hate to, well, I don't hate to agree with Greg, I am going to agree with Greg, which is weird considering the favorite thing John Landis ever directed for me is music related. And that is, of course, the greatest music video ever made, Michael Jackson's Thriller.
There we go.
Okay. So it's a 2 from Greg, 2 from Todd. Again, like, the reasoning behind my 3 is that's just ranking how much fun I had with it. I'm not saying it's necessarily hilarious. There's some funny moments in it, but I had fun with it.
You know, the best thing out of this is going to be everyone's going to be requesting Blues Brothers 2000 and the anger it will give us.
No. You know what? That's going to have to be a vote. If we're going to have to do that, it's going to be That's going to be a
oh no, it'll like go in the voting vote. Suggestions. I know.
Yeah, it's but we're not going to say, "Oh, let's do this." I'm not going to say that.
Oh, I don't want to do that either. That's just as bad as me. I just Greg, know those requests are going to come.
Greg, don't be a jerk. I mean, like, I think we should do Blues Brothers 2000.
But
in your way that you say just to like piss people off. I know but you know what I'm talking about.
I would never do things just
to
piss
you
off.
You're so full of shit. We literally just did a bet at the beginning of the program that you blindsided me with. And I didn't even get a good negotiate, like my end of the bargain isn't even really a bargain.
See, I would have made him Inception himself with a shirt. I would have made him wear this one.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's good. What would you rather do, wear that shirt or watch Lost Skeleton?
Well, let's cross that bridge when we get
there. Too late, bets made.
All righty.
I swear to God, if I have to watch that stupid movie. Okay.
We should do it as a watch along.
You have like 3 months to mentally prepare.
Look, if we do it as a watch along,
thanks for the faith, Todd. What what is the possibility that the Niners suck? Is that really so far fetched?
Hold on,
49ers could just be terrible. Oh, you know, Ozzy, you got 3 months to prepare to watch this movie. I haven't lost the bet yet.
But
it's
not happening
till 2023.
Which is why the producer needs to amend a few things, move them here and here and here. So you don't have to watch the movie and talk about the movie. It should be a watch along. So you only have to watch it once.
That's right. That's right. And you have company. At least we can all experience it together. And I have yet to see the movie. I will hold off so that it's the first time for all of us.
I will
we'll
that
pop our Lost Skeleton sequel cherry together. Fine, you've resigned to the fact that the Raiders are going to lose. Great. Awesome.
No, I say fine to the deal of if they lose, and instead of watching it, then talking about it, spending an extra half an hour with it in my head, I'd rather just watch it once and never remember it for the rest of my life.
I think
until the next time you have a bet and you have to watch three.
That's right.
No.
He's like, I quit. You can have Dan replace me.
I swear to God.
All right, Ozzy, what do we have next week?
Next week, we have a new episode. Okay. That's what we have next week. That is code for we are recording on September 2nd, and this will be releasing on September 26th. But I will say that next week actually begins our horror comedy series for the month of October. Indeed. So next Monday, October 3rd, we will be reviewing and discussing the new Munsters remake, directed by Rob Zombie. Todd has such a giant grin on his face right now. Like,
because you don't understand the controversy about this movie is going to be by the time this episode drops. Because it's like, okay, think of the hate the Lost Jedi community has with not people who love it. It's the same with Rob Zombie. So this movie is going to make people go crazy.
People think Rob Zombie's hot garbage?
Yes, there's two different sides on this. There's people who are just Rob Zombie haters ever since Halloween. And then there's the other side that, you know, aren't like that.
That are just like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
And you guys,
but most people are tired.
You've discussed this on another podcast, right, Todd? In case anyone wants to go.
Oh, yes. Here. I'm sure by this time we've already watched along to it, too.
But we will be reviewing it and discussing it here next week.
That's right. That's going to be, I can't wait.
And we do have some more horror comedies planned for the month of October. And okay, you know what? Can I just, I'm going to rip Apple a new one right now on their in calendar. Right. So I there's this calendar, the iCal or whatever.
Oh, yes. This one.
And I'm October 10th. every year on October 10th, I have Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, Columbus Day. And there's nothing for my... I don't have room to put anything on the calendar. I got to open the day up. I got to double click on the actual day, not on the act. And that's the first. Listen, Apple, why do you have Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day? Make up your mind. Pick one. Yeah. Frankly, get rid of Columbus. What has that asshole ever really done? We're celebrating somebody who made the wrong turn. Anyway, we're going to be back next week. New episode of The Munsters. We also have Ulse coming up down the pike, Burying the X. Also on the 24th, we'll have an episode of The Ghost and Mr. Chicken starring Don Knotts. And then on October 31st, you will have the opportunity to vote for your favorite. Well, it'll be a list of horror comedies that Fleshman producer Todd will have available on the Patreon site to have, and you will be available to vote on that site. Of course, you have to be a Patreon member, but you can be a Patreon member for only $1 a month. $1 a month gets you a vote for next month's horror comedy, which we would do it live. I was ready to do it live. I was totally ready to do Halloween live, but
could still
somebody,
happen.
I'll
make it happen now. I may be
a good month away. And you know, I do want to apologize because I know how much people want to put the Return of Lost Skeleton as one of those votes.
Well, I noticed Ozzy skipped the date, so maybe he's saving it for it.
No, I skipped October 10th because I can't open the day to find out what it is. Because
it was
Indigenous Peoples Day twice. Why are there two double white?
And that's why I know what the movie is, because I had to hear this when he tried to add it, and that would be Beetlejuice.
Yes.
And and on the Halloween show for the vote, it's all going to be Halloween themed horrors that said at Halloween. Comedy horrors, and we already have had a bunch of suggestions in the Discord that will be thrown into the vote.
Hocus Pocus 2.
Well, that one's not on the list, but
that's one of the ones I don't. It's not out yet, so I don't know. But I feel like that's a button pusher for Mr. Ozzy V.
It comes out September 30th, so the end of the week.
Even at age 10 had some, I remember being like, excuse me. Even at a 10-year-old, I was just like, yeah, there's some things I got some problems about. Anyhow, so now that I have the complete list in front of me, that is starting October 3rd, The Munsters, Beetlejuice, Burying the X, The Ghost and Mr. Chicken, and Patreon vote for October 31st, Halloween.
All right.
So be sure you're a Patreon member. You'll be able to vote soon. Todd will have that list up. Greg, Todd, you got anything else for the week before we head out?
No, I'm just looking forward to January. That's all.
Yeah,
it's my
life. Too. January 1st. I'm looking forward to that game. And you know what? I don't care what the future holds. Again, this is releasing on September 26th. I don't know what September 26th is going to look like overall. But I swear to God, I'm not giving up on this. I am going to wipe the floor with the rest of my league mates because they suck and want to have a kicker in the league. God, so stupid.
Whoa, don't forget drafting during your trivia.
No, that happened 4 weeks ago by the time that released. Yeah, no, that's still coming up. I don't even know what my fantasy team looks like at this point. But I don't care because I have the confidence that my league mates totally suck at fantasy football. Yeah. What, Todd?
Before Ozzy signs us out, I should say this Saturday, October 1st, kicks off our Halloween festivities. We were going to have night one of Slashtober 3 Halloween night. We have 4 titles, so check it out this Saturday.
And speaking of other activities, so to speak, for lack of a better term, of course, this Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I'll be hosting Trivia Tuesday at the Brewery in Placentia at 7 o'clock, Wednesday at Griffin's Grill in Los Alamitos at 7:30, and Thursday at the Honey Pot Meadery in Anaheim at 7:30, with, of course, Tuesday and Thursday having those wonderful musical connections to the answers, with $20 going to the individual that could correctly guess why I selected the final song for the final question. Do you guys want to hear, for shits and giggles, the last question I asked?
Sure.
That was attempted at $20, because I thought this was close to somebody getting $20, especially We'll see what happens. We'll see if you guys get this. Question was, according to their corporate website, the Ford Motor Company has vehicle assembly plants in Michigan and four other U.S. states. Name two of those four states. So the song only needed to reference two states, for all I was concerned, right? So the song I played was by Kings of Leon. Song title was Arizona. Can you correctly guess what two states I was trying to reference? Dun, 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 dun. See, I think we'd play the song, but then, you know, we'd get all
Arizona and Illinois. Stuff. Yeah, we already were dealing with that crap. Arizona and Illinois? I don't know. That's my guess.
Yeah, but what? Stumped. But do you know why I would play the Arizona that song Arizona? Because Arizona does not include one of these plants.
Okay, then no. So
check this out. So the reason I played Arizona by Kings of Leon is because the current NFL team that is housed in Arizona, the Cardinals, spent their time in two different locations before arriving in Arizona. First, from 1960 to 1987, they were located in St. Louis, Missouri. And from 1922 to 1959, they were the Chicago Cardinals. It was Illinois and Missouri.
So I got one of them at least.
You got one of them, but not both of them. And thankfully, nobody got both of them. And that's why I still have $20. But you have a shot to get $20 of your own. Go on to either Tuesday or Thursday. And of course, stick around to the final question. All right. Now, you guys got anything else before we head out for the week? Wait, Todd, I already asked this question. We just did that. So I think we're good. We are good. Ladies and gentlemen, that is world famous juggler Greg Larson, Flesh Wound producer Todd, and I'm Ozzy V. We'll see you next week right here on Flesh Wound Farce.